From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is calling the current immigration system broken and says a wide-ranging approach is needed to fix the system. Speaking at American University in Washington, the president called on Congress to pass a comprehensive immigration overhaul bill.
The only way to reduce the risk that this effort will again falter because of politics is if members of both parties are willing to take responsibility for solving this problem once and for all.
Mr. Obama said there needs to be a pathway to citizenship for the 11 million people estimated to be in the U.S. illegally. But whether Republicans on the Hill are willing to play ball in terms of the immigration issue remains something of an open question. House Minority Leader John Boehner says the president needs to focus on the issue at hand rather than attacking Republicans.
President Obama spends an awful lot of time making excuses and whining about others. The American people want leadership from this White House, not childish partisanship.
In the Senate, Democrats are short of the 60 votes needed to overcome GOP delaying tactics. President Obama is signing into law new sanctions aimed at preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. The president is due to deliver an address this hour, saying the latest sanctions will strike at the heart of the Islamic Republic's ability to develop nuclear programs. The measure, among other things, would squeeze fuel imports into the Islamic Republic and penalize foreign banks that do business with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The latest sanctions go further than sanctions put in place by the UN Security Council recently.
My right. Eight.
An honor guard bearing the casket of West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd up the steps of the Capitol and into the U.S. Senate one last time today. Byrd's body lay in repose inside the Senate chamber he loved for 6 hours, giving the public and fellow lawmakers time to pay their respects. Memorial service for Byrd is scheduled for tomorrow in Charleston, West Virginia. Chicago's mayor has outlined new regulations for gun owners. His proposals come days after the Supreme Court struck down the city's ban on handguns. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports.
There are many new regulations meant to make it more difficult to legally obtain a gun. Mayor Richard Daley's proposals range from limiting residents to registering one gun per month to banning those convicted of a violent crime from owning a gun. He also wants to create a gun offender registry, similar to what sex offenders have to go through. Daley says the new proposals comply with the Supreme Court's ruling on the Second Amendment.
The best way to avoid firearm-related injuries and death is not to have a gun in the home in the first place. But the way the Supreme Court has announced it, and we are a country of laws, and we abide by our laws.
A spokesman for the Illinois State Rifle Association says the mayor's new gun regulations sound like progress, but he wouldn't say if another legal challenge is imminent. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
Tough start to the third quarter for Wall Street. The Dow closed down 41 points today. This is NPR. The death toll from Hurricane Alex has risen to at least two as formerly dry riverbeds in Mexico flooded due to heavy rains. Alex is now a tropical storm. It continues to move westward, dumping rain and causing flooding. Much of the Mexican border town of Matamoros was flooded with at least 2,500 people taken to shelters there. Across the border in Texas, officials closed the causeway to South Padre Island amid reports of 9-foot waves pounding the beaches. Alex made landfall last night. A jury in Los Angeles is hearing closing arguments in the murder trial of a former Bay Area transit officer accused of murdering a passenger on New Year's Day of 2009. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Prosecutors say Johannes Messerly intentionally shot and killed 22-year-old Oscar Grant on an Oakland train platform. Videos show Grant had his hands behind his back and lying face down when he was shot. Messerly testified that he meant to use his taser when he mistakenly drew his gun. But prosecutor Dan Stein reminded jurors that Messerly said right after the shooting, "I thought he was going for a gun." Stein says that meant that the shooting was intentional and that Messerly was trying to justify it. The prosecutor asked the jury to find Messerly guilty of second-degree murder. The defendant is white and Grant, the victim, was black. The trial was moved to Los Angeles due to extensive media coverage and racial tensions. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, outside the L.A. County Courthouse.
A reprieve for some first-time home buyers. Congress has approved and sent on to President Obama a measure that would give the purchasers an extra 3 months to finish qualifying for an $8,000 tax credit. Under the previous measure, that window would have closed June 30th yesterday. Legislation will now give borrowers till September 30th to close. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.